This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Podcast world is very much yours, and it's your world, and we're just living in it. But you also have a guy that kind of rules that realm himself. So tell our listeners, Mike Bordick, about the podcast that you and Jerry Coleman got for the people, because everything's for the people here.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you asking there, Bob. Yeah, Be More Baseball podcast. We're off to a really good start. We've had some great guests, Adam Jones, of course. And we're also going to have I guess next week or 2 weeks, it's going to be a special guest, a legendary Hall of Fame manager that I think you all love to hear. And listen, we got the Diamondbacks manager coming up next week. How about that? I asked him about giving our pitcher back, Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of good stuff. Anyway, yeah, it's great. It's going great. Off to a good start. And Jerry Coleman, the legendary Jerry Coleman, has been fun to work with so far.
Always the qualifier, right? So far.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, aside from that, and thanks for asking about the podcast, you know, I think the Orioles, like most teams right now, are just hopefully putting the brakes on, saying, okay, reevaluate. What do we have? How healthy are these guys? Let's not panic right now and have to think that we have to go out and get an ace. You know what I mean? I don't know that a lot of teams are ready to do that right now. I think everybody is in caution mode. Arms, period. You do not need an ace. Teams need arms to get by, because, man, if you have to get down into the minor leagues and use some of the, you know, the guys in double A or even in single A, some of these organizations are going to get depleted fast. That's just the name of the game right now. And I think teams are aware of that. I think pitchers in the big leagues that are young and have great arms and they want big contracts, you better stay healthy for a few more years, and because that's the name of the game. I just think everybody knows that pitchers are going to get hurt, and it's just you got about a 5 or 6 year window. And unfortunately for the Orioles, Grayson Rodriguez has an injury bug. You know, it seems like every year he has setbacks. So I'm more concerned about that one, to be honest.
Yeah, what, 22, 24, and now 25 through the last 4 years. I think that's more of it's not, you know, a coincidence. That's more of kind of a thing. But as he starts the year on the IL and he's shut down for 7 to 10 days, Mike, getting the cortisone in the elbow, Cade Povich, I guess, has an opportunity. We saw Suarez yesterday. He looked good for the most part. But what about Cade Povich? How does he carry that momentum from September now through spring, maybe into late March, April, and hopefully way beyond that as a member of this Orioles rotation?
Well, you know, that's the hope, isn't it? I mean, guys getting their feet wet in the big leagues, learning, and then growing and trying to raise their own personal bar. Here's a golden opportunity for this guy to jump in and prove he belongs in the big leagues and show that he can be consistent and have command of his pitches. Because that's just the knock, right? Sometimes just can't command the fastball, walks too many guys. So here's a great opportunity for him. Listen, the Orioles have been the land of opportunity for a while, but I think pitching is the key. If you can just step up, show you can harness a couple pitches, throw it for strikes, you will have a chance to pitch in the big leagues. And, you know, cross your fingers you're able to stay healthy. So that's going to be important. And that goes right back to maybe the Orioles are going to have to kind of readjust their draft philosophy too and just start getting arms. I know they don't really believe that right now, but there just aren't enough arms out there on the market. And if you want to keep trading away your young prospects, look where we are right now. It feels like we don't have enough to make big trades left because we want to see these young guys in the big leagues. So in a little bit of a conundrum, but I say, you know, just load up on arms, man, because you can trade arms if you have too many.
Mike Bordicorio, Hall of Famer, colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get to shortstop, and in particular, boy, the injury Gunner. He's your best player, so that's bad. But Holiday's taking ground balls today. Started there a couple of days ago. Just had one chance and made the errant throw to first base. Mateo is taking infield today as he's really trying to get himself into the opening day mix. But with Holiday in particular, you moved him to second. That's going to be a spot because, again, Gunner's your shortstop. Does this stunt the growth? Because he's a natural shortstop, it won't affect him in any way. Because sooner or later, and it might be by the 27th, he'll be back at second base here.
Yeah, this is a, in my mind, I feel like it's a very fragile situation. And I say this because if he goes over, if they ask him to play shortstop, and he can't adjust like he couldn't adjust to play major league second base, then we got a problem. And then it's going to get back in his head, and there's just a lot that goes on over there. This may be a thing just to kind of, I don't know, open his mind up a little bit. But listen, he didn't have, when he first got to the big leagues at second base, he didn't have the arm to play second base. I don't know how that can possibly translate to being better at shortstop. So we got to get Mateo healthy. He is huge to this team and has been, and he was sorely missed last year. It's great to hear that he's back on the field and getting after it, and it would be nice if he could be the guy, you know, that they could run out there. But I think they have enough. I'd love to just keep Holiday at second, keep Westberg over there at third, and let some of these young dudes that they like so much that, you know, are groomed to be shortstops, just not enough bat yet. Let them be good defenders up the middle and keep them solid there until Gunner comes back.
All right, Bordy there moving the left field wall back in at Camden Yards, not to where it was when you were playing there, but still closer than it's been last couple of seasons. Mountcastle went deep yesterday, but that was opposite field down on the farm, and we've talked about it 1,000 times, you and I, that he's got all fields power, but he can get pool happy now that the wall at Oriole Park Camden Yards is moving in. I'm going to make an early prediction that Ryan Mountcastle, assuming health, of course, hits at least 25 homers this year.
Oh, man, I'm going to take the over on that. I'm telling you. The what that wall did to a hitter's confidence, it just zapped it. And you could tell it was in Mountcastle's head and every right-handed hitter because they'd hit balls and just shrug their shoulder and then they got to make an adjustment. What am I going to do on this pitch now? I mean, I kill it, and it just doesn't go. I think it got in his head. I think he's going to have better freedom at the plate. He's more mature, and I expect him to get up over 30 again. And this is what I fear, though. I think he's going to be get off to such a good start that he may end up becoming a trade piece, you know, and I worry about that. I want that guy to bring that bat, show the thunder that I know he has. I just think that wall back kind of set him back.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little bit.
Hey, Bordy, with a positional player, you know, like Gunnar Henderson, who's missed basically since day one, you know, I mean, he was there for the first game, then gets hurt, then misses a lot of time, can't swing a bat. How long does it take to get ready for a positional player, a guy like Gunnar Henderson, to be ready to go?
Yeah, it shouldn't take him long, but he has got to get the full green light, Vinny. Those dang oblique and, you know, stomach muscle injuries, everything in baseball is rotational. And you just, if you go too soon, man, oh, man, and re-aggravate it, it's just a longer setback. So I'm hoping that they are really sure about this. And, you know, and when he's 100% and they say, go get him, I don't think it'll take him long. I'd say 10 days. You know, I think the big gripe for a lot of major league players, and, you know, these guys are in such great condition and take care of themselves so well, is that spring training's too long, and it's more set up for pitchers to get their pitches in and try to build up that kind of endurance. So, you know, players can get ready a lot quicker. And I'd like to see him get his spikes in the dirt a little bit. That's what you worry about, because the process of healing, it's incredible. And, you know, in sport, it's one thing to move well, feel good, swinging well in the cage. But here I go take an aggressive, you know, competitive swing in the heat of battle, adrenaline's flying, and I make that first aggressive swing and step out of the box, and it's different than anything you've done to train for. So that's got to be shown, too, just to give Gunnar the full green light. And let's go. Maybe miss a couple weeks to start the season, but, you know, write him in for every day the rest of the way in, because he's a horse.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.